Good afternoon, everyone. I'm doing this in response to Mo Lucy Cheryl's boo about turn-ons and turn-offs. Now, before we start, I'm married as well, so obviously my husband fits the bill in all these areas. First and foremost for me, I have to have someone with a sense of humour. I can't bear anyone to be humourless and too serious. I also like someone that's intelligent, but not a boring boffin. Someone that has got a brain and knows how to use it, because I have. And I'm not saying I always know how to use it, but I think I am quite clever. I also don't like someone who blows their own trumpet, because I know it sounded like I just did, but I don't. Because I like someone to be modest. Actually, my husband's nickname from his university friends is Brains. So that speaks, that says it all. I couldn't ever go out or have any association with anyone who doesn't like animals. My husband likes them. He loves dogs. He's got to like my cats. He's never had any dealings with cats. He's not a big an animal lover as I am, but he's suitably okay. He meets the requirement, either he ticks the box. Anyone who doesn't like animals, bye bye, because I absolutely love them and wildlife. Anyone who has any racial tendencies, bye bye. I could not have any dealings with someone who has the slightest, who says, "Oh, I'm not a racist, I've got a black friend," or "I'm not homophobic, I know someone who's gay." All that business, that speaks volumes to me, because they're saying, "I'm not a racist, but..." So any of that nonsense, it's a non-starter. I like a man to be taller than me, which isn't very difficult, because I'm only 5'3", and my husband's 5'11". My other husband was 5'11" as well. I used to think I wouldn't like a man with a moustache or a beard, but my husband's got both, and I like them. And the same with hairy chests. I used to think that a hairy chest would be disgusting, but I really love his. It's curly like his hair, and I really like it. And I don't like hairy backs particularly, and he hasn't got one. And his arms aren't very hairy either, which is another thing I'm not very keen on. Sometimes I've taken... There's a man at the hospital who does the blood tests when I go there, and when I take his arm sometimes, you know, when he's got no sleeves on in the summer, he's got the hairiest arms I've ever known. I don't think I'd like that. But then again, if you love somebody, it's the least of your worries, really. I also wouldn't like someone who goes and all that when they're eating, or spits when they talk, as some people do. I like a person that's understanding, which my husband is. He's also not over-emotional. I can be a bit emotional. I'm not on the surface, but underneath it I can be. So he's quite a stabilising influence. He's also someone I look up to and respect, which is very important for me, because I have a tendency to take advantage of people's good nature if I think I can. I don't mean to do it. It's not a deliberate act, but that's just the way I am. And so I've just got the right balance with him. What else? The sense of humour is really important. Someone who can listen as well as talk. There's nothing worse than when you're trying to tell somebody something that you know they're not really listening, because they're just thinking of what they're going to say back about themselves. I can't stand that sort of person. I don't like anyone too self-opinionated, which he isn't. Obviously, he's got strong views on things, but he's not going to shout everyone down. My dad's a bit like that. There's one opinion, and that's his. He's always been the same. If there's anyone in a room, it's him, and no one else gets a word in. I don't like somebody like that. I don't like, because then you feel that you've got to fight to be heard, and that's no way to live, is it, really? I'm outside on my swinging seat, if you can hear some strange noises. The kids have all gone home. That's why it's quiet over the back. I like someone who's easygoing, laid back, who doesn't get het up too easily. And we all do sometimes. That's just human nature. But also someone who's not too possessive, certainly not outwardly. I can't stand that because it makes you feel claustrophobic. I'm just trying to think what other physical characteristics. I don't really mind. I prefer dark-haired people, I think, which is just as well because my husband's black, so he's, unless he bleached it, he's not going to have blonde hair. And the hair, I don't think I'd really like a bald. I mean, obviously, if they go bald, then there's nothing you can do about that, but I think a bald person to start with is a turn-off to me. What else? Never really thought about this before. Oh, I can't stand anyone that's mean. I like someone who's generous but not stupid with their money. I mean, I wouldn't want someone that buys me loads of presents. You know, that doesn't, money can't buy love and all that, and that doesn't impress me. I'm not easily impressed by stuff like that. I mean, I think some women are, but not me. And I like someone to be generous. It's generous and not mean-spirited. Someone that's positive and happy, really. Not a miserable, whinging moaner, which is probably what I sound like now. So, all in all, I should have done this. The turn-offs and then the turn-ons, I think, but I've got it all mixed up because I'm just thinking about it as I go along. Cause as I say, I've never really thought about it in much depth before. I think I like someone that goes that extra mile, not just for me, but for someone else, and does it willingly without expecting a reward, you know, who doesn't want to be recognised for it. They just, like if someone made a big donation to a charity, or oh, this is just an example, and they didn't want to be named because they didn't want any of the glory. That's the sort of person I like. I'm not interested in fame or anyone famous or anything like that. It doesn't, again, celebrities and that don't do anything for me. I couldn't care less what they get up to and who they sleep with or what they do. Someone who is confident, that's always a good thing, because I am more confident than I used to be, but I do lack confidence in some things, mostly in physical stuff, like I don't know, like physical challenges. I wouldn't really want to do anything like that. But then if my husband was with me, I would trust him that I wouldn't come to any harm. Like when I was in Nigeria and we travelled around sometimes on the bikes, which are called Ocado. No, Ocado, that's the shopping thing. Ocada, Ocada. Get it right, woman. Ocada. And I would never, in this country, have ever been seen dead on the back of basically what is a motorbike. But he said, you'll be fine. I won't let anything happen to you. And I suppose he can't, if we had a crash, he couldn't stop that. But he gives me confidence, and I ended up really loving it. I love it. You know, you go along with your wind. There's no helmets. I suppose I could have worn a helmet if I wanted to, but I didn't have one. You just go along with the wind in your hair. And some of the roads are very bad. They've got big potholes. And I think I said this once before, we did nearly tip off once. We tipped over a because the front wheel went down a pothole because the driver was trying to dodge through a traffic jam. And we nearly overbalanced because there were three of us on the bike and there's only meant to be two. And I put my hand out and found the side of a bus, stationary bus. And I managed to push myself back up, and someone got out of their car and helped pull us back, you know, out of the pothole and get us up, because we didn't tip right over, thankfully. I actually don't think we would. It felt like we were going to tip right over, but I don't think we would have done because of the way the wheel was down, a very deep pothole. I don't think it would have tipped right to the ground because the back wheel wasn't down there. I was in the middle, so I would never have done that with anybody else I've ever been out with, never. So he does give me confidence and security, I suppose. And that's partly what I look for with somebody. I mean, I can stand on my own two feet, but it's nice to have someone who makes me feel secure. You know, I'm not meaning to be soppy now, but seeing as we're on this subject, if I cuddle up with him, I'll get a certain feeling, like a relaxed feeling that I don't get any other time, and it's a feeling of safety. I can't explain it any other way than that. I'm sorry if that makes everyone reach for their puke buckets. Anyway, I think on that note, I better leave this before I go any further. But it was an interesting topic, so thanks for bringing it up, Jo, and I hope other people might come back on it as well. Because, yeah, it's interesting. Everyone's different. I mean, no one surely would like someone that makes a mess and a lot of noise when they eat. But I don't know, some people might just accept it. But I wouldn't like it. The glasses, I don't mind whether people wear glasses or not. That doesn't bother me either way. He doesn't need glasses, but he wears sunshades sometimes. I wouldn't like, oh yeah, another thing was a real turn off to me, tattoos, no thanks. I couldn't stand a man with a load of tattoos and a bald head and piercings. They're physically really awful turn offs. Also a chain smoker. My husband will smoke occasionally. I don't like it, and he never does it indoors, but you know, he'll just buy like 10 cigarettes sometimes at the weekend, and he'll sit outside if it's a nice day. But he will have one day, and the packet might last him a couple of weeks. I don't like it at all, and he knows that, but I'm not going to try and stop him, because it's not, you know, it's up to him. He doesn't do it around me, I can't object to it. Of course, I don't want someone that drinks too much either, because of my own experience with that. So a drunkard is a definite turn-off. The biggest turn-offs are all are drunkards, out-and-out chain smokers, all tattoo pierced fat men. None of these need apply. Okay, on that note, I've made myself laugh now. I'm off.